All right, that was just let's see, where do we leave off? We just had a couple songs there. That was Seaside with Housewife. Before that, we had Jaclyn Rowe with Forget It All. And before that, Earthlore with River of Woe. And before that, oh my, Hala with Oh Me Oh My. And Bus Crush with Good To Me. Bus Crush is a great Boston band. Earthlore, also local. And even more local, especially to me right now, is Julia Dacey, who is here in the studio right now. And your mics should now be on. I don't think the mic that I have set up for your voices, I think that, let's see, if I turn that back on. Oh, it's not making weird noises now. Oh, because that one, it is making weird noises.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn that off so you guys can just talk into your instrument mics. And yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Would everyone like to go around and introduce themselves?
So this is Jules, Jules and Jules. I'm Jules. I'm Julia Dacey.
I'm Jules number two.
Yeah, that's Jules number two.
I'm Cam Ray. I play bass. And over there is my longtime bud, Pat Murphy.
Woo woo. Crouch down by my icon, like.
Jules number three.
Jules number three.
You can hear me.
Jules number three. Woo. Oh, there it is. There it is.
We're psyched to be here. Happy belated birthday, Mellow Max.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to have you guys. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jules, I know that this is not your first time in a college radio station. You were recently at WMBR, right?
Yes.
Not to start any beef. How does it stack up?
It was the coolest library of music I've ever seen, ever. That was really cool. That wasn't for me. That was for Cuck. Shout out Cuck. Yeah. That was for you. It was Jack DeMarco. I followed Jack DeMarco into the studio and ended up talking into a microphone. That was for Cuck. But we also played a song on that. That was really cool. Really crazy library. Awesome.
Well, I didn't really give you guys the tour yet. It's pretty cool here, too.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay.
But you'll just have to take my word for it for now.
We'll see. I mean, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right, Pat. You're a regular now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone here has brought their instruments, but you know, before I let you guys play a song, I wanted to ask you about your newest album, Jules, and I thought I fixed these squeaky chairs. Sorry about that, guys. If you could advise your listeners of an ideal setting, time, location, vibe, where and how should people listen to your album?
Oh my god, it's perfect. I for a 30-minute walk from work back home. That's a good one.
It's roughly the runtime.
Yeah, or like, I don't know, I had somebody describe it to me as an emotional rock album. So if you're feeling emotional, if you want to, I don't know, if you're alone in your room and you want to feel a feeling, then you can listen to that. But I haven't really thought of that, actually. That's a really interesting question.
Thank you.
In the tub? with a glass of wine. You got some candles. All set around, up in a circle, like ritual style.
And you're just feeling like going like...
Yeah.
I'd say you put your emotions into it all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've started screaming back at Jules on stage when we play.
Yeah. I think that I've seen you guys live only once now, I think. No, twice. Once in a basement and once at a Cuck show. And you guys are very fun live. And I'm very excited to have you guys here playing live tonight.
Yay.
Would you like to take it away with your first song?
Sure. I guess so. First song we'll be playing is called My Body. It was the lead single off of the album. Yeah.
It's my favorite. A lot of people say it's their favorite too.
Yeah. It's a song. So we're going to play it now. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I start this one.
Yeah.
Thank you. back then. We were so innocent, we were so small.
That was awesome, you guys.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thank you. All right. And so how long have you all been playing together?
Since last November, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it might be coming up on I think our anniversary is coming up.
In a couple months, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Right? I met Jules at, one of the cockfests that we were talking about earlier.
We met at the Jungle.
Oh, for the very first time.
We met
time
at the Jungle at one of Patrick's gigs with another one of their 1,500 bands.
With Bait and Switch.
Mm-hmm. Bait and Switch is a great project, too.
Check out Cody Switch's solo project. But anyway, this is about Jules' band right now.
Yes. Yeah, but yeah.
The first time I saw Jules play was at one of the Cockfests, though.
Yeah, I recorded your set the first time.
You
I had
did.
Never heard you before, and I brought a 4-track with me, and I recorded it to tape. And
yeah.
I thought it sounded so cool.
That was such a leap of faith moment for so many people involved because I was booked, for Cuck, nobody knowing what I was like live at all. Patrick like took with them like a tape recorder and went, I'm gonna record Jules, I don't know, I think I'm gonna take a leap of faith. And I showed up there and I was like, I don't know why you booked me, I don't know why you brought a recorder for this, but I guess here goes. And it, you know, it
I had a feeling good.
It turned out good. It was fun.
Yeah
I was in the crowd. I was very impressed.
Yeah, you performed not on the stage, but right in front of the stage on the ground.
Yeah, because it was just me.
Yeah, you and electric guitar, like.
Yeah.
Whenever you would hit the distortion, it was like really wild. Just like you'd like run around and stuff. Like, it was good. It was good. It set a good tone. I was like, this is someone I'm down to work with. And at that point, I'm like, do you want a drummer? Like,
what's up?
And the rest is history, as they say. I don't know if we've touched on it. Could you guys explain what Cuck is for anyone listening who isn't familiar?
Cuck Zine, the tagline, sharing what you love with others, is a local to Boston magazine, independent magazine, which has turned into, it's given away at these concerts, festival style concerts. In the past, they've had up to 10 bands. Yeah, but they're really fun. Right now, they're being hosted at Spontaneous Celebrations. There's actually one happening this Saturday.
This Saturday at 45 Danforth Street in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
I'm not performing at it, though, so it's not even worth it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
If you want your fortune read, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But that's run by a friend of Jules. My partner. Runs it, so...
Cuck's a wonderful scene. It's mostly alternative, I'd say, and there's like a lot of punk and indie thrown in and stuff, but it's a phenomenal vibe because the organizers, Jack foremost among them, always go out of their way to make it just more than a show. There's always some like awesome like other stuff happening.
Really over the top.
Ball pit, pizza party. Hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
This one's a Ren Fair, technically.
Yeah. So get your Renaissance Fair costumes ready.
Mm-hmm. Get ready to get medieval on everyone's. You can imagine.
I'm gonna get medieval on your glass.
There we go.
Stained glass, though.
Ooh, classy.
So it's gonna be great. And that's the scene that unites us.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any gigs lined up?
We have one on the 23rd with Jarsh and Dinos at an unspecified location.
You're going to have to ask us about that. If you're the Boston Globe, don't bother. Do not bother.
You're going to have to ask us about that. We're going to be performing at the Lily Pad on the 25th. We might have something the 28th. I'm not entirely sure.
Check back later.
That might... I don't know. I don't even want to say.
we'll stay mysterious. Seriously. Yeah. Go and follow the band. We'll have lots of updates.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff coming up that either like has not been announced or,
That there will be a good run of shows before everyone moves around in the city and like the population here like quadruples.
Yeah.
September is fast approaching.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I'm moving on September 1st.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always... the traffic's been so nice this month. Like, it's quiet. I'm not looking forward to the... Like, it's when students come back, they don't know the roads yet, so the traffic just gets worse. And anyway, yeah.
Yeah, my road rage will return as the resident carpool driver. I was yelling at people on the highway.
I can totally relate. And where can people follow you, find you on social media to find out more?
You can find me on Instagram for any updates about albums, what's going on with me, what's going on with my music, and anything else in that sense that I'm involved with. That is Julia Dacey, J-U-L-I-A-D-A-S-E-Y. And then you can find me on all streaming platforms, J-U-L-I-A-D-A-S-E-Y. And you can find me on Bandcamp, J-U-L-I-A-D-A-S-E-Y. SoundCloud, kind of, not really. But yeah.
We're too indie for SoundCloud.
Yeah. right, yes.
Get out of here.
On that, do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Cool.
What should we play?
I'd like to play Sad Part of a Rom-Com.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. That is an old one. But this song was untitled for a while, and I would introduce it at shows as the song for a sad part of a rom-com. That's just the title of it now.
And the name stuck, as they say.
The name stuck.
Yes.
So... So I find I'm craving time, waking up different hands next to mine, and this fight feels so unkind as I tear apart these secondhand pants of mine.
One question that I've been asking a lot of bands lately is, if you could make a soundtrack for any movie, what kind of movie would it be? What movie would it be? Would it be a rom-com? Because I feel like that would potentially fit in a rom-com.
It might fit. I mean, I titled it that just because I think it's a really corny song. Like, it's just, this is the breakup song, and I wrote it a long time ago. Like, it's been, like, a year and a half since I wrote that song.
So long.
So long.
It is a long time, though.
And I just, like, I don't know, kind of got to a point playing it where I was like, this is like the fucking, I mean, I'm so sorry. This is the
$500 fine.
This is just that song. But, what kind of movie would I like to write for? I feel like we've dipped into some hardcore elements and noise stuff with what we've been doing. I would love to just do, because I really like horror movies.
I feel like we could do a good thriller.
I would like a thriller.
Like something that starts off, like you think it's going to be a rom-com, you know? Like we're going like, what grief. And then it turns into like, yes, but the relationship didn't work out actually because they're a werewolf and they're looking for blood now.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice. Yeah, you think it starts off, you think it's going to be one of those indie, independent, coming of age, the summer that changed everything type of movies, and then maybe a dark twist.
Yeah.
And it was the summer that changed everything, but not for the reason you think.
I would watch it, you know, call up Osprey Studios, see if he'll do the cinematography.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because then you'll have like camcorder
footage.
That's like really on like
that's really on the
it would
nose.
Be like found footage horror.
That's real. Like yes, that's found footage.
If anyone has a script that's like good for found footage horror, hit us up.
I've been talking about found footage, like music videos with fake blood.
You have been. You have big plans.
I have big plans. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had one really bad experience with fake blood. do you know the band Pond?
No.
They're
Yeah, I know Pond.
Yeah, they're like Australian, kind of like light psychedelic kind of. It was like a couple weeks. It was like early November, and they had leftover fake blood from Halloween.
Oh my
and
gosh.
The singer came out with fake blood dripping down his face.
Oh.
And we were all in altered states, and it was not a vibe.
Oh.
But luckily, I think that your music lends itself much better to fake blood.
Thank you. That's the highest of compliments.
Jules was eating a plum cot or an aprium, depending on whatever you want to call it. They couldn't. I have thoughts about the name. But there was a moment where Jules just like ate all the skin around it, and it was just the like fleshy bit around the pit, and it was just this like dark dripping red. And I was like, Jules, like, whose heart is that? You're just like.
That's what I did.
I imagine that's got to be pretty small too. So
yeah, it was really small.
Are like you little, why the rat heart. Numbers have been declining in Austin?
I'm the rat beep. Oh,
so
God.
That's where you go at night.
Yeah, get off my block. Stay off my block.
Honestly, we've got mice in my house right now. If you want to like slumber party,
just call me.
I'll lock my door and just call.
If you had to pick out an animal mascot for the Julia Dacey band, what would it be?
Oh, I can't do a wolf.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Fox comes to mind, but I just like foxes. That's
you like
my
foxes?
Answer.
I like no. I yeah. I mean a cat. Like I always feel like cat. Like we have a song called West Coast Werewolf, but I can't say wolf because.
That's Charlie LaMonico.
That would be disingenuous to Charlie LaMonico.
Yeah.
Shout out Charlie.
The wolves are taken.
The wolves are taken.
A ferret?
A ferret?
I don't know. I feel like that's like Fia's vibe. Fia gives me.
Yeah. Like a wolverine. Ferret. The little ones. Mm-mm. Yeah. Ooh. Or just like a messed up dog. A little messed up chihuahua.
Really screwed up.
That little bite out of the ear.
Yeah.
Mostly skin.
Yeah.
It's seen some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we touched on fruit there too. So do you have any favorite fruit?
I'm going to shout out dried apricots right now. That's like 50% of my diet these days.
Green apple. I don't really love fruit that much. I never really want it. Banana is versatile. but I can't eat it alone. I don't like the texture, but I like smoothies and the banana base. Pretty good.
My girlfriend grows the best raspberries, so I gotta say, shout out to my girlfriend's raspberries. They go hard.
I had some really good wild blackberries the other day.
Mm.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And that was actually right by, do you guys know Brimfield Flea Market in Brimfield, Mass?
No, actually.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's this like big, they have like fields full of antique vendors and it's really cool.
I need to go.
Oh yeah. It's only like an hour and a half. It's like just past Worcester.
Okay.
Or maybe a bit past Worcester. I mean, it's a trip. You need a car.
Yeah.
But it's a great trip. Then it's only three times a year. Next one's in September.
Oh, okay.
But my question is, do you guys have any collections?
Yeah. I do.
What do you collect, Jules?
Well, it's kind of... One thing about me is that stuff makes me really overwhelmed and anxious, is that if there's a lot of stuff around me...
Anti-clutter.
A lot of my stuff. I'm a very messy person, and it's kind of my own personal, like... I don't know. I make it really hard for myself because I'm really messy, and then I get really anxious around a lot of stuff. So I don't like to have a lot of stuff, and I don't really like to collect things. I have a bunch of CDs, but that's just accumulated from working at a record shop, which is how we met.
Yeah,
which is funny.
Oh yeah.
We'll touch on that after. You can finish your answer.
But I really loved like anime and manga in high school, so I have all of Full Metal Alchemist. I have all of Naoki Urasawa's Monster. I have Akira. The coolest stuff I own are three original translations of Akira in color from 1989.
Very cool.
Which is really cool. I really love that. I gave the first three to my friend who likes Akira more than me. But yeah, so manga. I have a huge collection of manga.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to collect, honestly.
Yeah. I like pictures.
Pictures are great. Yeah. I feel like I collect t-shirts, but unwillingly, you know, like just when you go to enough shows, you're like, oh, that's a cool shirt. And the next thing you know, you're drowning in t-shirts. I'm becoming that scene guy who has like two pairs of jeans and 800 t-shirts. It's not a good look.
You got to make yourself like a local band quilt one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun craft. I've seen this craft online before. That'd be a lot of fun. What about you, Pat? Do you collect anything?
I don't know these days. If I have any collections, it's like unwillingly at this point as well. Like kind of, I'm getting there with band t-shirts. Maybe just bands at this point. I should probably stop. I keep saying yes.
Patrick's in like 10,000 bands.
Yeah, we're at five right now.
It's a lot of bands.
Like it's something. It's something else. But you know, like. I don't know. If you're out there, if you like playing music, like support your friends. Like just a couple people can end up forming lots of bands and making a ton of good music.
Mm-hmm. Like, it can be the same people, but just different bands.
Yeah.
Lots of bands do it.
Yeah. If you've ever thought about picking up drums or the bass, I encourage it. Guitarists, there's enough out there.
Got enough of you.
Yeah, please more drummers, please more bassists. I was lucky because these two were like, I want to play for you, and I was like, oh, okay, so we did it.
Yeah, I was like, here's a rhythm section as a treat.
Right off the shelf.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
it's great when things like that fall together.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the way that Jules and I met was at a basement show. I went up to Jules and I was like, you look really familiar, and I don't know why. And you're like, oh yeah, you're a regular at Cheapo Records.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is the guy who always buys like a Caravan record or something.
I have enough now. I got most of the ones I want. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, there were certain. We kept running into each other. It was funny. It was one of those things.
Yeah, like we bumped into each other that show, and then it was like three or four times that week that we ran into each other at other shows.
Yeah.
So it was a busy week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird because it was. There are certain people who stand out who just happen to come in on days where I'm working and happen to stand out, and for some reason I had remembered you.
Oh.
Well, you were in well, you're in the
office. Yeah, I live around the corner, so it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the mustache. It's very. It's a good. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank
very
you.
Like, oh, the Daniel Radcliffe looking guy who buys
weird prog
Taurus and... records.
I don't think I've ever bought a Taurus record.
Really?
Yes, but I do like that. The one album with the guy's face on it. That's one that I wouldn't mind having, but have not gone out of my way to get it.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm looking to fill in my new wave now.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like Oingo Boingo. Those Oingo are expensive. Boingo?
That really? One of those came into our shop once, and I like Oingo Boingo, and my boss gifted it to my other coworker, and I was there like,
oh no, my Boingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah?
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you guys and play another song.
You're talking about New Wave. I may have some XTC records lying around that I...
What?
We'll see. Ooh. We'll I mean, see. If you're trying to get rid of them, I would take them. I just got one on eBay, but nice. I do need... I don't have the one with Making Plans for Nigel.
No.
Oh, that one's tough to find.
Yeah. I went in.
Everyone's favorite.
And I went in. Cheapo Records posted on their Instagram that they had it.
Yeah, gone
and
immediately.
Then, no, it was there. But it was a cut that didn't have Making Plans for Nigel.
Yeah, it's a joke because the U.S. cut doesn't have it.
Yeah, that's so insane. It's like
stupid.
It's like I could get it. I also, do you guys know Trio?
No.
They're a German band. They have a song called Da 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 that was in a Volkswagen commercial, and it kind of sunk into America that way. But there was an album, their album with Da 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 on it. I got a version that didn't have Da 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 on it. But enough about me and enough about vinyl. Let's hear you guys play another song.
Okay, let's do Cross Your Fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Cross Your Fingers?
Sure.
Yeah.
This one, yeah. The title is not said at all in the song, but it's called...
I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very nice, guys.
Yay.
Thank you. Oh, a fun one to play. I like that
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a fun one to hear, too. And my question for you, and this is a stylistic choice that many people choose to go with, but why are all of the songs in your album all uppercase?
Just for fun, I think. Because I don't know. I don't like the capitalizing them like it's like a book title, and rather just like, this is its own emotion. This is its own emotion. This is its own emotion. This is its own thing. I just think it makes it more of a, like, less of a title of a song and more of a whole, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
For sure.
It's kind of an abstract thing.
They're more like, I think I know what you're saying. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't really know how to explain it, but it feels too formal.
Stop trying to conceptualize my music.
They're all shapes. It's all shapes.
I like it when albums do that, though. I thought that was a great choice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That and all lowercase, I am a sucker for both of them. Yeah.
Yeah. One's in your face, one is a little more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Depends which way you want to go.
Yep. And speaking of, Jules, you've been playing music for quite a while. I think that your first release on Spotify is like 2020.
Yeah.
And I think that I could probably guess that your sound has changed when you all came together. But in your own words, how has your sound changed and evolved over the years?
Yeah, well, I was releasing music before 2020 also, actually. None of that stuff, you can find some of it on SoundCloud, but I've been putting stuff on streaming-ish. I've been putting stuff on SoundCloud since, like, middle school, where I was gifted, a recording device and interface, microphone recording device. But I grew up playing classical piano. So I was recommended by a piano teacher in middle school who I did not want to play piano for because I didn't want to do anything that anybody told me in middle school. I was an edgy little kid and I didn't want to listen to my piano teacher, and he recommended me Tori Amos and Fiona Apple, who I ended up loving. So for a while, I got a bunch of Fiona Apple comparisons throughout high school because I played piano primarily and sung alone, which is very, that's flattering, but I don't want to beat Fiona Apple. Nobody can be Fiona Apple. I tried. It's not going to work. So piano, pop-ish kind of for a while. Then I honestly, in college, there was a bit of a lull where I was trying to find a sound where I was playing around with kind of minimalist vocals and vocal stacking and harmonies, which is fun to do. But I'd say it just didn't really reflect the emotion that's inside and all of that. Kind of just was like, how do I make a fun pop song by stacking all these vocals and just having a little bass line and a drum machine? And then I picked up a guitar that I stole from my sister, which had been gifted to me when I was like 15, 16, and I never used. I learned some chords, but I didn't really learn how to play it. And I started writing on the guitar, and I was like, oh, this is so easy. It's so easy to write on guitar. And it's so, like, easy to just get across what I want. And I formed a little band with friends in college. We had a dumb name. I don't even want to say it. That was fun. And then I bought an electric guitar. You know, it changes over time, but I think it really reflects the music I listen to. People keep coming up to me and saying, oh, you sound like this band. I'm like, oh, yeah, I listen to that band. That would make sense. I got somebody, one of the funniest ones, you sound like the girl from the Sugar Cubes. I was like, oh, Bjork. You mean Bjork, which sure. yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've gotten like Joy Division and I'm like, oh, okay.
I keep saying Joy Division yeah. for some of it.
I was playing your music earlier today and one of my coworkers said Screaming Females.
Yeah, I've actually that one before also. Mm-hmm.
Love yeah. them.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bunch of like really flattering bands, but it's different every time and it's always like, yeah, that's on my playlist. That makes sense. that be there.
Yeah. I remember when you were mixing the new album, you said that you had been listening to a lot of Joy Division and that's,
yeah.
and you wanted the same kind of reverb and the echo.
Yeah, and in particular, I was really obsessed with Ceremony by New Order. I was listening to that on repeat and I was like, I don't know. It kind of reflected.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my drumming up enough so that like I can do that style of like fast hi-hats and like keeping the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. Maybe we'll do it.
Maybe.
Ooh. And yeah, I think that the mix job on your album is very interesting as well. It's I wouldn't say that it's it's not a classic sound. Who did the mixing?
I mixed it.
Do you want to talk about the process there?
Yeah, I wanted it to sound like it was coming out of a cave a little bit. I kind of was wanting it to sound like as weird and reverby as possible, like we were in a chasm in some sort of way. Like the bass sounds like it's next to you, and then the guitar and drums sound like they're on the other side of the room, and then the vocals are in there. They're sometimes behind the instrument, sometimes they're in front of it. I just wanted to create a very large space.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely succeeded. It's a spacious mix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very interesting... When the first time I listened to it in my car, I was like... I usually have my bass turned all the way up, and I was like, I might actually need to turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. And it's cool that that was the effect you were going for.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think it's interesting when people... I don't want to say... Like, people will say things, and I'm like, no, that's on purpose. But sometimes people will say something and will be like, but your vocals are kind of muddy in this mix. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell
classic
you.
Classic mixing feedback. Yeah. You're like, wow, that was pretty wild how it sounded like that. And you're like, yes, that was... intentional. It's almost as if I listened to this many times.
I listened to it yeah. over and over again. I said, yes, you can't hear what I'm saying in that sentence. But yeah.
Yeah.
How many different sessions comprise the album again?
Three.
We did two with Basil.
Yeah. I did three with Basil.
Oh yeah.
I did one on my own back in like December.
Mm.
And then we did two in the spring.
And it was done like live in a tiny room.
Live in
like
studio.
It was such a small room.
Yeah,
I don't remember. We didn't do any overdubbing.
Nope.
Which is why it's really cool that it sounds like it's in a cave. Because I was like, I wonder what Jules is gonna do with this.
Yeah.
No, I'd say it definitely came out very. It's definitely an interesting album sonically, which is. Cool. It doesn't sound like everything else, and that is for sure.
Thank you. It's because I'm different.
Well put.
Yeah.
Well
honestly, put. Though, if you're out there, you're trying to like mix some stuff, make it weird. Make it sound like it's coming out of a cave.
Yeah.
Make it like underwater in space.
Yeah.
If you want, or make it sound real direct. I don't know.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Whatever you want, but listen to me.
Mix it up.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes. That's what drummers are good for. Yeah.
thing.
All right. Would you like to play another song? We're getting close to the top of the hour. So you can hit us with another song and then we can wrap up after that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we had said control, but I swear in that song.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you want to skip over it or come up with a fun rhyming word.
Yeah.
We can always do something else if you think it's too burned in and you don't trust your instincts.
No, I'll skip it.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Cool.
Are you guys good?
I'm good.
This song is called Control. It's about wanting to be in control. Very cool.
Cheers.
And speaking of control, we do have to read a PSA. And this is a PSA about taking control of your health.
Oh, I love that.
I'm going to read the beginning, and then I'm going to pass it around, and we can all take a turn on it.
Okay.
Yay.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things all have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that can that could lead to colds and flu.
Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everyone, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu.
Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first.
For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Oh, brilliantly done.
Thank you. Doing our part for the public good.
Absolutely. It's important.
I was sick just last week. You know, you gotta keep your hands clean. It's important.
It is, especially, you know, with with things going around again, and it's going to be flu season. Get your flu shots, do all that good stuff.
Get your COVID booster, mask if you're in a large group at this point. It's still around. Everyone pretends that it's not happening, but I'm on the air. I'll say, remember, it's still happening.
Oh, yeah. And the numbers are up, I think, right? Unless they've gone back down. They have been up.
They're up.
They're up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something to keep an eye out for sure. And let's see, a couple good closing questions. Well, first, where can people find you again?
You can find me, Julia Dacey, J-U-L-I-A-D-A-S-E-Y. You can Google me. Things will come up like Instagram, which is under that name, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon, all of that jazz, along with Bandcamp with some bonus content. Plus you can buy albums. There's
CDs.
A live album that is on Bandcamp, which I highly recommend. Highly recommended.
Oh yeah.
I wish I had like a soundboard where I could play like a ding 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 ding. You said the secret phrase.
Yeah. That's where you can find me. Announcements and everything on Julia Dacey on Instagram. Yeah.
Fantastic. And hopefully that person's driving home safely. I don't know if you guys heard that.
That was a loud squeak.
Yeah. With that, if you had any advice for a local Boston musician, what would it be?
Oh, that's tough because I don't know what I'm doing. I say get out to the show. Just go to shows. There are a lot of people who... Oh, I don't want to dog on him, but I'm going to dog on him. Who are just like, oh, I want to play. Like, can I play a gig? Can I play a gig? And it's like, well, you can't do that right away. You can't. You just got to talk to people. Or send emails. Just send an email. It's really, it seems a lot more abstract than it is when you can just send an email.
Just ask people. If you're there and they like recognize you just by like, especially if you help out, you know, like if there's something that you think is cool, help on out. And then they might be like, hey, like, you're cool. You want to play a concert sometime? And then like, then you maybe won't have to send emails. But also, I'll say my advice is to embrace the old heads out there.
Yeah.
Like there are lots of people who might be like, even in their 50s, who are like old punks, and they
really
might
cool.
be like really down with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, don't be opposed to like booking a random matinee with like retired people. Like,
they're the best.
I've met some very, very good friends of mine that way. Like, shout out to the old heads out there as I slowly become one myself.
Intergenerationality is very important.
Yeah.
Feels good, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't be so locked in your own generation.
We're all just kids.
Yeah, for real.
Mm. For real, for real.
For real.
Come to Cockfest on Saturday. That's my advice to local musicians.
Can I plug something?
Go for it.
So there's a show happening at a really fun cafe that I work at on Friday. It's Finista Cafe. It's in Fenway. You've got Ezra Karras, Acadia, and Edvika, and I am running it. I highly recommend ding. You go to it. It's just going to be a fun time. It's like some acoustic sets and coffee, discounted coffee. We sold banh mi. It's a cute spot. There's a patio. So I recommend it.
That is Finista, Phinista.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I cannot make it because I am going to see King Gizzard. It's gonna be so fun.
Dang it.
Yeah.
So much happening that night.
Oh yeah. It's a busy weekend.
It is.
We gotta all get together and just spread these things out a little more.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm sure that the next DJ is anxious to get on, so I'm gonna play one last song before I go. Here is XTY by Sneaks. But first, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and what were you gonna say, Pat?
Just that I really like Sneaks, and the song that you're about to play inspired me to play solo bass with drum machine.
I love that.
It's a great format. Sneaks is really good. Anyway, this has been Joel's band.
Yeah. This has been Julia Dacey.
Let's get that. All right. Thank you.